Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together.
Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is April 22nd, 2024. Happy Monday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just give God all thanks and praise for the beginning of our productive week. We had a productive day yesterday, and we're going to have a productive day today. Hallelujah. Blessed and productive day. Glory to God. Doing all the things that God has placed in our hands, we are grateful. Hallelujah. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Amen and amen. Welcome to Word for Today. Word for Today, we have been studying being kingdom livers, living in the kingdom. Hallelujah. And kingdom living is, that's right, say it with me, faith, hope, love. Yes, we have the faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus, and we love all. Glory to God. And living in these three things, and with the faith of God, our hope in Jesus, love fully in us by the Holy Spirit, we have been looking at the different scriptures that help us with that, that draw us in and help us to work more fully as God would have us to work, to be able to grow in the kingdom, to grow in the kingdom as God's blessed children, and as working as God's blessed children in this kingdom, with our cups overflowing, glory to God, our cups overflowing, we are ministering out of our overflow, because the cup is for us. The cup is full of God's love for us, in us, for us. Glory to God. And as God is in us, for us, God begins to work through us, as us, so that we can affect our sphere of influence, so that we can affect the places that we are, so that we can affect our families and our friends and just our world. Because all of us live in our own worlds, and our worlds affect different people. All of us have a group of people that are surrounding us and that touch our lives, and we touch their lives. And that's what it's about. It's about us being in our sphere of influence, being productive children of God that affects the world with the love of God. Amen. Praise God. So we have been looking at different scriptures, and I have been talking about following Jesus, Jesus being our way sure, showing us the way, showing us how to walk, showing us how to talk, showing us what it is that we are to be doing as children of God. And so I said that we're going to begin to look at some of those things that Jesus said that we should be doing and how we should be walking. And and that would entail things that Jesus said and also things that other disciples said. And so we find ourselves in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I started at verse 6. And the thing that here that Paul is talking to Timothy about is that God has not given us a spirit of fear. And excuse me, this fear is about the fear of human beings, being afraid of what to do and how to do it because of human beings, because of what they might say or what they might do. You know, we are not to live in fear of what other people may say or what other people may do. We're not to live in fear, because we have the Holy Spirit in us, a spirit of power, of love, and of self-control. And remember, I talked about that word self-control can be translated revelation light, or it can be translated instruction. So God has given us revelation light about our lives and have given us instructions of how to conduct our lives. Glory to God. So now as we move on in this passage of scripture, we see that, you know, he goes on to tell them not to be ashamed of your testimony, you know, that we should not be ashamed of our testimony of the Lord, and that we should be boldly be able to proclaim who we are, proclaim what God has done for us, proclaim the wisdom of God that God has given us to move forward in, and be able to do that without fear, but to move in the power and the love and in the revelation light of the Holy Spirit. Now, in verse 9 is where we're starting today. In verse 9, it says, Jesus has given us resurrection life and drew us to himself by his holy calling on our lives. Now, Jesus has given us resurrection life. Resurrection life is already in us. It's already a part of who we are. Resurrection life. Our lives are already resurrected. We just have to begin to walk in that resurrection and allow it to propel us forward, because God has given us his Holy Spirit to walk us through, to carry us through, to direct us through. And it says, and drew us to himself by his holy calling on our lives, his holy calling on our lives that we have accepted, because we've accepted Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior to show us the way. Jesus is now our lead. And so therefore we look to Jesus for our lives. We look to Jesus to help us go forward in our lives with the resurrection life that's already in us. We're not orphaned. We're not begging. We have the power of God in us to walk forward. God has not given us a spirit of fear, a fear of human beings, but we are to boldly walk in the way that God has called us, in the way that God has given us, and the way that the things that God has given us. Remember, we talked about in the beginning, in verse 6, that God has given us a gift. Each one of us, all of us, have a gift that God has given us. And we're to work and walk in that gift. We're to take the time to listen to the Holy Spirit of God and find out what that gift is, and then begin to cultivate that gift in our lives, to find out what it is that God has called us to. And all of us have a gift. You know, we all have been called to something, and because God has given us, he's not left any of us out. Every single person on the planet has a gift that God has given them, has something that God has placed in them that they continually find themselves drawn to. They may not be making their living at that, but that's the gift that God has given them. And remember, I said, you know, you might want to pick up a couple of books, and you have to read them with, I ain't even going to put that caveat out there. Okay. So we want to understand the gift that God has in us, and know that God has given us the power, the love, and the revelation light to carry that gift on. It says, to finish up in verse 9, it says, and it wasn't because of any good we have done. It wasn't because of any good we have done. We did not earn this. We did not make our own way. We did not do anything to make this happen in our lives. The only thing we did was believe. Believe in Jesus. Believe what Jesus did for us. Believe the finished work of Christ. And once we believe that, God began to work in our lives. It says it wasn't because of any good we have done. Nothing we have done has caused this in our lives. It's caused the goodness of God to come to us. God gave us His goodness because God loves us. Because God loves us, God has given us His goodness, His love, His kindness. He has given us all these things because God loves us. He gave us His Son, who took on everything, that took on all of it for us, paid the full price, and redeemed us back to God, brought us back, paid for us and brought us back to God, so that we now have a relationship with God. We're in good with God. Hallelujah. We're in good with God. And we can grow in God. It says, and it wasn't because of any good we have done, but by God's divine pleasure and marvelous grace that confirmed our union with the anointed Jesus even before time began. This happened for us even before time began. We had nothing to do with it. God already planned it out for us to be His children before we even knew anything about it. God planned it out for us and made it happen. And made it happen. And now God is providing everything we need to learn how to walk in it. It says this truth is now being unveiled by the revelation of the anointed Jesus. Jesus has revealed to us this revelation of being in right standing with God. It says of the anointed Jesus, our life giver, the giver of life that Jesus has given us, is already done, who has dismantled death, obliterating all its effects on our lives, and has manifested His life in us by the gospel of Jesus Christ. What Jesus did for us on the cross is finished, is done, and He was raised from the dead to make it right for us. And now we can walk in it. Amen. Glory to God. It's nothing that we have done. It's nothing we can do except to say, I believe Jesus. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I believe in the finished work of Christ. I believe the love. Yes. I believe the love. Say it with me. I believe the love. Take that with you today. Say it anytime you find yourself in a hard place. Say, I believe the love. Glory be to God. And know that God is with you. God's love stays with you all the time. That God loves you. And so do I. God loves you more than me. God loves you more than anyone in your life. And God wants to give you the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to know the truth and fill it in your life so that the truth can make you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go with that truth. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. Have a great day in the Lord.
All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show.
If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.